I'm coming to you from the studios in Reno at our Cumulus sister station. Chris is in our studios in Boise, and we have a collision course tomorrow night at Lawler Event Center between the two best teams in the Mountain West. Nevada with its second best start over 20 games. They are 17-3. Boise State tied for its best start in 19 games at 16-3. Focusing in on the conference, Nevada is 6-0. They've won 15 straight conference games in the Mountain West and also counting tournament games. Boise State is 6-1, so they are a half game back. First place in the conference on the line. And while this game is probably going to go a long way to deciding who wins the Mountain West regular season championship, this game, because both teams' RPIs are very, very good, this game probably won't do much for either team one way or the other getting to the NCAA tournament.
That's exactly where I wanted to start, because it's really odd to where the bigger the game is in a way with the two teams and their resumes and what it could mean in the standings possibly, the bigger it is, the less important it is in a way. And I don't really know any other scenario or sport where that happens. Like every other game for Boise State, I can make a case, is more of a must win than this game coming up on Saturday, because a loss to Nevada, the only thing that means is that Nevada has to lose another conference game at some point to another team in this league. And given the volatility of this league, given the grind, I think that's the word that Coach Rice likes to use to describe it, the Mountain West grind, I think it's very likely that Nevada loses a game to a different team in the league. And that will make the game that Boise State hosts against Nevada a must win, but it's really a must win anyway because it's at home against Nevada. So given how big this game is, it really, from a stakes standpoint, probably less significant than any other game that Boise State has on the schedule the rest of the way, because as you mentioned, Nevada is number 18 in the RPI. They are number 21 in ESPN's BPI rating, which means a loss does not crush your at-large possibilities really at all. I mean, almost it's like Boise State is in a major conference for at least a game, because that's the benefit of being in a power conference, is that one loss doesn't really kill you because the loss is coming against a team that has a certain baseline of, you know, they face another, all these other power conference teams, so their RPI isn't too low. Boise State has that benefit coming up on Saturday. So really the one thing that I think changes the perspective of the stakes is the fact that Cody Martin might not play for Nevada, and this might be the only time you get to get the Wolfpack when they're missing a key player. So given that, I can kind of change the tune of the argument and say, I know home court advantage is important and all, but the fact that you get to face a wounded Nevada team means that you better strike now, and this is probably your best chance versus when these two teams face each other later on this season.
Looking back to last year, Nevada won the regular season. They were 14-4. Boise State was 12-6, but Nevada won both meetings between the two. So that meant that both teams lost four other games spread around the conference. I don't think either of these teams is going to lose four other games spread around the conference. I think the game tomorrow night, if you want to win the regular season and win it outright, you got to win tomorrow night. Because if you lose tomorrow night, you're going to have to win your home game, which I think you kind of think you need to do anyway. And then you're, as I say, going to have to hope that Nevada loses one. You bring up Cody Martin, and I think he's the guy. He's their best defensive player, Chris. 6'7", 205. He's the guy that I thought was going to take Chandler Hutchison in the game tomorrow night if he played.
So that's a big loss. You're talking about, although Nevada, and we'll get to it, what Coach Rice had to say on the coach's show yesterday that you could hear on 670 KBOI, Nevada's a team that likes to do a lot of switching. So probably it would have been a team defensive scheme anyway. And them losing one guy, while it's crucial, it's not going to kill their defensive plan no matter what. They're going to have a lot in store for Chandler in the game. So
now if you look at their height, Caleb and Cody Martin are both 6'7". Kendall Stevens is 6'7". And Jordan Caroline is 6'7". Now, he weighs about 235. He kind of reminds me of a Charles Barkley type, plays a lot bigger than his height. And their point guard is even big. It's 6'4", Lindsey Drew. So if you watch them come out and you're going to try to guess who's the one, who's the two, who's the three, who's the four, who's the five, you're going to have a hard time doing that with Eric Musselman's Nevada team. One of the things that also will hurt if Cody Martin isn't able to play, besides losing their best defender, is they get very thin in a hurry. Josh Hall comes off the bench for 22 minutes. He averages 6 points. Halise Cook averages 17 minutes. He only scores four. These guys don't like to sub. These guys want to play five guys, period, and they basically have four they want to play if Martin doesn't go tomorrow night.
Yeah, so there's your key. And I don't know, what's your opinion on this? Does this make does the absence of Cody Martin to me, it really does change what my thought was going in, where this is really the one game that Boise State can afford to lose the rest of the season. I probably will not be able to say that ever again for Boise State basketball this season. This would be the one game where you could afford it. But if Nevada is missing somebody who you value as being that important, I think I start to change my tune and say all of a sudden this is a must-win for Boise State because you're not going to face who am I to say what's going to happen over a month from now? But you can't count on facing a wounded Nevada team in matchup number two.
You're listening to Idaho Sports Talk here on Sports Radio, The Ticket. Bob and Chris, I'm in Reno. Chris is in Boise. But, you know, it could be a smokescreen. I mean, I know he didn't play with an Achilles against San Jose State. He got to the scorer's table to check in once, and as the play was moving along, the game was tight, Nevada went on a bit of a run, and Musselman called him back. So it could be a smokescreen. He still could play. I mean, I'm not saying he will or won't. Mm-hmm.
But what if he doesn't? The question is, what if he doesn't?
If he doesn't, Nevada's light 20%.
And does that make this game significantly more important for Boise State to win?
I don't know that the computers would take this into effect or the people in the room for the NCAA tournament. I think it would make it a better chance if you don't have somebody. I mean, just think, you know, Chandler doesn't play, Lexus Williams doesn't play. Anybody that doesn't play makes a team weaker. Yeah. So I think your chances go up if he doesn't play.
So the chances go up to me, which makes it more important that you capitalize on the opportunity. And to your point, yeah, the computers and the RPI and the BPI, they don't take into account the fact that Nevada was missing a key rotation player for this one game. They don't take that into account. So your win isn't going to look worse from a resume standpoint at the end of the year. So, again, that is why, as much as I built the case that this is the one game where Boise State could afford a hiccup. If Nevada misses a key player in the game, all of a sudden, I don't think it's as much of a you got nothing to lose type situation. Now you better win. Nevada's missing a key player. You're not. You're healthy, relatively speaking. You should win the game, even if you're on the road. Nevada relies on five players if they only have four, and we saw against San Jose State, they didn't look really good against the worst team in the Mountain West. So with that in mind, I, of course it'll be a tough game and Nevada's not going to fall apart, but that changes to me the stakes going in. It makes it more imperative that Boise State gets a win on the road.
All right, let's hear from Coach Rice last night on the Coach's Show Inside Bronco Basketball Live. He talked about what he expects to see from Nevada.
Well, Nevada, you know, they've got a really, really talented team, and when you watch them on tape, you're just kind of astonished about how many guys can make tough shots. You know, you've seen Chandler make a lot of tough ones for us, but they live by it. It's amazing how many of their players can make contested shots and you know, tough shots in the lane. They're a really athletic team. They kind of are all the same size, and they defend everything by switching, and they're out on the ball. They're trying to create some steals and get going in transition. I think they're a really good basketball team.
And the worst shooter in the five that play, and it's not Cody Martin, shoots 46% from the floor. The worst of the five. Mm-hmm. These guys can shoot. I think it's going to be an offensive game tomorrow, would be my guess.
Yeah, that's tough. They're going to challenge every aspect because it seems like you brought up the similar heights. And from watching them, the thing I get is a lot of different players, pretty much everybody who takes the floor, can do the shoot, pass, dribble. They all can either put it on the floor for a few dribbles if they need to. They can all make the smart pass within the half-court offense that they run. And you mentioned the shooting just there. Pretty much a lot of those players are capable of hitting an open jump shot. So with that in mind, that will challenge every person's individual defense on Boise State because there really isn't a spot to hide anybody.
So let's get to Coach Rice. What did he say last night Boise State had to do to win the game?
We want the pace to go fast, too, and they want to go really fast. But we can't let it go out of control where we're taking bad shots and turning them loose or turning the ball over. So that's why one of the things that's been important to us is taking care of the ball that we have to do a good job of it because they're long and athletic and they get a lot of extra possessions because they get deflections and steals and away they go.
And I think, Chris, 8 turnovers against Utah State was the reason why they were able to win the game. They didn't give it away, took advantage. I think they have to try to keep the number of turnovers against Nevada in the low teens in order to win this game tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it going to be really easy to limit the turnovers like that against the team, as Coach Rice just mentioned, that switches as much as they do? So it makes every pass a little bit more challenged than it would before. And it's not going to be easy to keep the turnovers at a low level unless they can beat players off the dribble. And that's one of the keys. And coming up at 2 o'clock, we're going to talk to Nevada's announcer. And that's kind of, to me, the X factor of this game is how many Boise State players can just straight beat their man off the dribble, not have to rely on screens, not have to rely on like a bunch of random cuts off the ball. Because, again, with their ability to switch and their long arms, I think all that timing stuff is going to be hard to do. But can Chandler Hutchison beat his man off the dribble no matter who it
yes.
is and force the help? Can Alex Hobbs beat his man off the dribble and force the help? That's
yes.
going to determine who's going to win this game right. from Boise State's perspective.
And I think they're going to give up some size. Marcus and Lexus are quick, but you got Marcus at 6'2", Lexus at 6'. Shortest guy that Nevada wants out on the floor is 6'4". So they're going to be a little challenged size-wise. You know, in a game like this, I don't know how much you're going to be able to play your bigs. Sengfelder may end up being the big out there most of the game.
Mm-hmm. So it's a different style, and it'll be fun. And, again, more important than the stakes is just to see a high-level basketball game, and that'll be fun to see. I think Nevada, you'd say, is the best team that Boise State has faced this year, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you their 3 losses right now. One of them is a head-scratcher, but the other 2 lost at Texas Tech, who's been, what, in the top 15 most of the season?
Mm-hmm.
Lost in overtime at Texas Tech. Lost a neutral site game at the Staples Center to TCU. They've been in the top 25 all season. Lost that one by 4. And then they lost a game down in Las Vegas in a tournament to the University of San Francisco by 2. That's the head-scratcher for me. Boise State's lost 3. Iowa State in the championship when Chandler got hurt. SMU, a game where they ran into a buzzsaw, and then the stinko second half against Wyoming. Those are the only losses for each of these teams.
Yeah, I guess Wyoming's the worst for Boise State amongst the losses, and clearly that losing to the Dons is not what you want to do if you're Nevada. But, hey, it's an opportunity to get another one of the tallies because, you know, on the graphic in every game in February, it'll have wins against the RPI top 25. And for Boise State, they'll have the opportunity to get one of them. But regardless, they'll have a chance to face Nevada again and get it later.